We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. And as promised, this is going to be my chance to ask the questions of Dustin. And I'm kind of calling this a combo of ask Dustin and take a stand. And obviously, it's what ask Dustin means. But take a stand means no wishy-washy answers here, Dustin. Not allowed. Take a stand. Be a man about it. Don't straddle the fence.
Is that you?
All right, let's get started here, Dustin. My first question. I'm assuming Jahan Dotson is the number one wide receiver on this team. This is a team that typically starts three wide receivers. So after Dotson, who are the two wide receivers that are going to step up and be number two and number three? Remember, no wishy-washy.
I've got this one in the bag, Jim.
All right, let's hear it.
Penn State put out a depth chart, you know, and on that depth chart are TJ Jones, which was the big surprise, and Daniel George, which was less of a surprise. Daniel George, I'm gonna take that one to the bank. I do feel like he's got all the physical ability in the world, and you know, maybe expectations for him. There were opportunities for him last year. Maybe expectations that he was going to be ready for those opportunities were a little high. I really like the fact that he's gone from 6'2", 220 to 6'2", and 210 this spring. I think the fluidity of his movements should improve greatly with those 10 pounds. And I think maybe that's another thing that stood between him and really taking a next big step. I think he's going to take the next big step in 2020. So I've got him. You know, as far as the next guy, we're all looking at John Dunmore. We're all looking at Keandre Lambert. You know, I think there's probably still plenty we don't know, but I have to take Penn State's word that behind the scenes, TJ Jones has been outstanding. You know, I want to go back and listen to what I had to say about TJ Jones when he first signed, because I remember being a really big fan of his game film. You know, he's a compact, he's built somewhere between a running back and a wide receiver. And his game film kind of shows a guy who, when the ball is in his hands, he has some pretty special ability to run and make guys miss and all that. So you look at the combination of things. You know, Jahan Dotson emerged as you know, north of 17 yards per catch, emerged as a potential big play threat. He's not just like KJ Hamler. His game's a little different, but I think he is that guy who can stretch the field some. You know, Daniel George being the guy who can do a little bit of everything. And then TJ Jones, maybe he's that guy in the short and intermediate passing game. John Dunmore, it's possible that he overtakes TJ Jones. It's possible that Keandre Lambert emerges. Maybe you see a really good rotation with these guys. It all skews young, but I'm going to go with the three guys that Penn State put on their depth chart. I don't think that's a cop-out. I think it's just, to me, taking what TJ Jones has done, and it validates what a lot of us believe we saw on his game film coming out of Florida.
Well, you know, I go back to Stubblefield, the wide receiver coach, in his press conference. He was asked, of course, about the depth chart. He did everything but say, you know, the names were in a hat, we picked them out, and that's what came out. In other words, he felt it was pretty much open-ended, don't read too much into it, and guys still have to earn their spot. But you're now on record that TJ Jones and Daniel George are both going to be college All-Americans this coming season. Did I quote you correctly?
Well, you forgot to say that I said they would be number one and two in the Heisman race. But yeah, you got the essence of what I was saying.
Okay. Let's move on then to the next question. We all know that Pat Freiermuth is the number one tight end. And I believe this will be his last season in blue and white. He's going to move on. That leaves you with Zach Kuntz, Brenton Strange, and Theo Johnson as your backup tight ends. Not at the start of the season, but at the end of the 2020 season. Who's going to be number two in that tight end pecking order and the heir apparent to take over in 2021?
I'm going Theo Johnson. You know, I think I've been pretty consistent with that message. And when it comes to, you know, whether it's end of season, start of 2021, his combination of athleticism and size, and he looks to have that swagger that the best athletes have. I think there's always possibilities that Zach Kuntz strings it all together, and I think that they've really liked what Brenton Strange has done. But you know, no disrespect to those guys, it seems to me that Theo Johnson is on another level athletically. He's in that same neighborhood as Pat Freiermuth in my eyes. I think he's going to be an exceptional player. I think he's going to be, you know, eventually an NFL draft pick, and I think a lot of that is going to start in 2021. It's hard for me to believe that he's going to be held off for the next, you know, what is it, year and a quarter, to really kind of spread his wings and fly. I think he's going to be a great player.
You know what, Dustin? See, that answer is the exact point of this segment. Looking for you to put it out there, take a stand. You did that with that pick. Very good. I really like that answer. I'm not sure I agree, but I like the answer. All right.
Well, you're asking me to take a stand here, and I just want to please you, Jim. You know, that's it.
Well, very good job, Dusty. All right. Next up, and this may be a little bit more about me than anything else because I've been pushing for this. In 2020, are we going to see any two running back formations?
I tend to bet against that. So my short answer will be no. But you know, with the caveat that I do think that Devin Ford and Keziah Holmes, Ford in particular, are players who can do a lot of damage on the perimeter of defenses. And I think that you can use that in some different ways. But I don't see Penn State getting beyond the more traditional use of running backs under Kirk Scirocco. You know, off air, I was just kind of explaining how I like the kind of simple elegance of how he tries to go about his business. And I think having a bunch of two running back sets works against how I envision this offense running. You cater to your strengths, of course, and the strengths are at the running back position. And I think that at some point in time, the burden is going to grow of like, okay, we love Devin Ford. We need to have him graduate from third fiddle to Journey Brown and Noah Cain to really making a big contribution to the offense. They can't go another full year using Devin Ford how they used him last year. Now, I understand that Ricky Slade has moved on and to a certain extent, the path has cleared up some, but at the same time, how many carries are really going to be there to go around between Journey Brown and Noah Cain and Devin Ford? And if they were to really explore the options with Keziah Holmes, for example, it's hard to really get all three of those guys involved. And using the two running back set might be an avenue to do that. My money would just be against seeing that in a large capacity. I'm not saying that you might see it a handful of times throughout the year. I just don't think it's going to be anywhere close to like a focal point.
See, I go by the idea, if you have weapons, use them. You know that you have weapons there at running back. Find ways to get those guys on the field. And if that means playing two running backs at a time, I think you find a way to do that. So anyway, all right, next up. I'm basing this on following your Twitter account. And by the way, what is your Twitter handle, Dusty?
At D. Hockensmith.
At D. Hockensmith. You got to get hold of that. A lot of fun. Based on reading your Twitter account, what's the worst thing that you've said to your wife that you thought was funny, but she didn't?
Oh, my God. How much time do we have left in the segment?
But be careful. You know, like, remember, this is aired on the radio.
I know. And she's about 20 feet away from me right now too, but, so I have to be careful, but I think she would agree. Like at a certain point, people like me, and by people like me, I mean idiots. At a certain point, like we just live for the eye roll, you know? And that's like, I need that now. Like I need oxygen to breathe. So, but when you're together, you know, we'll be married next month. It'll be 10 years actually. You have to escalate. You have to keep pushing the envelope further and further and further. So I swear to you, Jim, I'm not even overestimating or exaggerating. There's probably 100 stupid things said per day. Now to pick only one of those, you know, I think what you've seen from my Twitter account, just like the twisting words into something a lot dirtier than they actually are is a common theme. But I mean, there's 100 examples just like them a week. So I don't know. I can't pick out just one, but just recognize that it happens way too often.
All right. You got to follow it. D. Hawkins Smith. All right. Next up, a week ago, Dustin, you said Sean Clifford would be the next Joe Burrow. Do you stand by that proclamation?
Wait, did I roll the tape? Did I say that?
I believe that's what I heard, Dustin.
I said the next Joe Burrow and Tom Brady rolled into one. He can be, Jim. You know, he you mentioned earlier in the show the similarities in the start of this journey. Joe Burrow was exceptional among the exceptional in terms of how he developed really himself over time and had this monster senior year. So Sean Clifford, I you know, athletically, there's not much difference between him and Joe Burrow. It just all comes down to his physical and more importantly, his mental development over time. Joe Burrow didn't show half the characteristics that he showed in winning the Heisman last year and throwing 60 touchdown passes before he actually did it. So in theory, you know, a lot of guys who fit the same mold, which, you know, Joe Burrow and Sean Clifford were both like tweeners, you know, Burrow was called a dual threat. Clifford was called a pro style. And you could have made the case that those roles could have been flipped. He can, Jim. I think he's just got to show a little bit better poise. He's got to make better, faster decisions. He's got to handle pressure and blitzing and that kind of stuff better. But, you know, development, it happens a little different for everybody. Joe Burrow was just a monster when it came to how he went about his business and how he developed himself over time. It can happen. I wouldn't put money on it, but I like Sean Clifford. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. And he's going to make a big leap in 2020. That's what I think. I don't know. You can disagree if you want. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Jump on there on the Keystone Sports app. Throw us some feedback if you disagree. We'll see you there next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.